Hustle and flow, stay in the flow, don't mumble on the flow. Yes, sir.
What up? What's up? Welcome to another kick-ass episode of Hustle and Flow. We broadcast to you the flow behind upcoming creatives, entrepreneurs. We give you in-depth insights on their hustle, how they maneuver through the struggles. We aim to inspire you, connect hustlers, and build a community that inspires growth towards any form of hustle. Yes, sir, we about the life and being about that life, because we out here, you know what I mean? I am the blackest lip nemesis. I am the Pope lip nemesis, higher than the Pegasus. Shit, I seen the ocean and I was pacifist, passing through the Pacific. Man, let me not get carried away. Anywho, we out here, and this is a little episode, and I best believe you gonna enjoy this, because I'm out here already knowing what's popping, and I'm already like, yo. Anyway, let me let you know what's gonna pop, you know what I mean? On this episode, we got A-Lista in the house, A-Town in the house. We got A-Lista, aka La Madrina, real name Anneli, from 2198, repping the, from Hillbro, repping 2198, excuse me. Mixing the words right there, you know what I mean? But yeah, she's from the hood, H-Town, Hillbro, representing the gang 2198 Chronicles. They out here making moves and they out here doing things that make things happen, you know what I mean? So right now we're about to defy a whole lot of things. We're defying odds up in here. And the fact that we got Hillbro in the house, and the fact that people got a certain perspective of Hillbro, about to defy that, because that ain't that. That ain't real, you know what I mean? And she's also going to be defying odds in another way, I would say. Being the only female in the gang that's bombarded with a whole lot of niggas. You know, it's kind of crazy, you know what I mean? The competition, especially with rap, the competition, who's got the hardest bars, who's got the hardest flows and all that, you know what I mean? That's really something that's most people wouldn't be comfortable with, you know what I mean? But she's out here doing the things, you know what I mean? Defying odds right there. So yeah, A-Lista, queen of the gang, queen of the movement. She's out there, the first female of the hood. She's out there. But yeah, let's take a quick break, and then I'll be hitting you with what's popping and what's next and what's everything, what's gonna happen, what's how this episode's gonna flow, you know what I mean? Yes, sir, quick break right there, and we'll be back real quick.
This year, hustle and flow. Stay in the flow. Don't mumble on the flow. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Like I've been saying on this episode, we're about defying the odds. And I feel like this topic is so much in sync with the fact that A-Lista, like I said, king of the gang, so I heard, she's the only female going hard in the clan of goons, you know what I mean? But yeah, it is what it is. We're going to hit you with fire music. You're going to listen to the sound of bliss from A-Lista. We're going to be talking about something, and I got a special announcement for y'all. And hey, this one is it, yo, this one is it. Anyway, yeah. So we're not going to be having the drop session, which is the freestyle that we usually have at the end of the show, but this time we got something different. I'm gonna announce it at the end of the show, yo. But yeah, that's where we at, and this where we at. So right now we're gonna get straight to it and get kicking with the whole thing, you know what I mean? Because I'm not trying to have you wait so much on it. But yeah, we are about defying the odds. So let's talk about defying the odds, you know what I mean? Let's have a little talk about that. What is to defy the odds? You know what I mean? Like we got social standards. We got social agreements. We got people that have the same perspective and believe this is the only way you're doing things. Why so? Right now we're about to defy that. We're about to change the face of all that. You know what I mean? Cause like we can't be living a life that wasn't made by someone and that wasn't created by another person. A life you were not given by that person and live to impress that person. What is that, hustler? We out here hustlers, cause we got what we want in our head and we're trying to get to it straight, with the fact that we're gonna obviously provide content and provide what is relevant to the people, you know what I mean? So not saying that the people don't matter, but the people do matter. But what matters the most is where we're trying to grow, you know. We don't gotta conform to what we don't gotta conform to social standards or what people say, but we gotta adapt and succumb to whatever they say, so they can also see what we're doing is not just something we're doing because we can. We're doing it because of love, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's where we at. So right now, I'm just get straight to it, and yeah, let's get popping, you know what I mean? I can't wait to have this talk with La Madrina, you know what I mean? Can't wait to talk to her. I bet you can't wait to, like, for reals, can you?
Nah, I don't think so.
So let me just get the thing straight. I'm gonna hit you with the flyest gem from her. You get to hear what she's on about before you get to listen to what she's on about. I don't know if I'm making sense right there, but it got changing it though. But yeah, so it's that time I hit you with that exclusive, wavy, mind-blowing, soul-fitting, mentally amusing shit I'm always hitting you with, cause I'm out here on the right, but I throw in a hook. But yeah, then I'm trying to get the shorty making waves on the hill, on the line. You know what I mean? After this jam, we're gonna get on the line. This is one of her jams that she's been working on, on a tape title, Out the Age. You know what I mean? So yeah, make sure that you check it out. Let's do the things. You hear everything else from her. Let me get to her straight quick before I do a whole lot of talking, because I talk a lot, you know what I mean? Out here feeling like Ice Cube, I got something to say. Anyway, let's get to it. Yes, sir.
This year, hustle and flow. Stay in the flow. Don't mumble on the flow. Yes, sir.
Count the cake. 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 Count the cake.
I've been here, bro. Trying to find out where the wind go. Ayy. If you see dope, that means we all on the same boat. Ayy. Watching how we move. Get a close view with the remote. Rainy days with no raincoat. 218 to cutthroat. Up in hill, bro. Tryna find out where the wind go. If you see it though, that means you're all on the same boat. Watching how we move, get a close view with the remote. Rainy days with a raincoat. 218 with two cutthroat. Quit it with the confusion. Here's a little introduction. Niggas get it twisted, they be seeing things. Tell me it's a delusion. The greatest rap is an illusion. Give it in my space with intrusion. 218, we be causing nuclear reactions, cause we got the fusion. The man on the beat is Kelvin. Turn me up, I need some action. Check my click, boy, it ain't secret, but we seek power like a faction. Rose petal, the extraction. Up niggas, the subtraction. Fuck a tummy bug, get your lighters up, it's time for some liquefaction. Feelings are high like a change in the season. Fuck a trail and the treason. Get to the trap and I don't got a reason. All I know is niggas on some real shit. I got the drip, I just need a boutique, bitch. Niggas chicken, stomach leak. She slap on the wrist and I slap on your cheek, bitch. Sit the lean up on some peak shit. I've been here, bro. Trying to find out where the wind go. Ayy, if you see it though, that means we all on the same boat. Ayy, watching how we move, get a close view with the remote. Rainy days with no raincoat. 218, two cutthroat. Up in hill, bro. Tryna find out where the wind go. If you see it though, that means we all on the same boat. Watching how we move, get a close view with the remote. Rainy days with a raincoat. 218, two cutthroat.
218, two cutthroat. 218, two cutthroat. 218 to cut through, get a 218 be cut through. 218 to cut through, 218 to cut through. 218 to cut through, get a 218
to cut through,
nigga.
Struggle for money and power continues to thrive each and every hour. The game could be sweet, but the movies too sour. Niggas rip you off for the Gucci and Prada. Niggas really lions looking to devour. Niggas want the cake, leave you with the frost. Niggas want slaves, but they ain't bosses. Fucking with your brain power. Stacking and baking and follow my boss. Pulling the strings like I'm playing guitar. Fucking out of Mars, I'm headed to Mars. Smoking and choking on the candy gun. Upoto dami, nipusu kizar. I am Dwana Mara, kena libari, alas in the vari. You like a swing in the park, you never go far.
I've been here, bro, trying to find out where the wind go. Ayy, if you see it though, that means we all on the same boat. Ayy, watching how we move, get a close view with the remote. Rainy days with no raincoat. 218, two cutthroat. Up in here, bro, trying to find out where the wind go. If you see it though, that means we all on the same boat. Watching how we move, get a close view with the remote. Rainy days with a raincoat. 218, two cutthroat. 218, two cutthroat. 218 to cut through. 218 to cut through. Get a 218 be cut through. 218 to cut through. 218 to cut through. 218 to cut through. Get a 218 be to cut through, nigga.
This year, hustle and flow. Stay in the flow. Don't mumble on the flow. Yes, sir.
Hello.
What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Hi.
What do you do? What do you do? How are you?
I'm good.
You're nice.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, that's what's up. What's out here? Jimmy, your track. Like, yo.
Excuse me?
What's out here? Jimmy, your track. Like, yo.
Oh, which one?
Hillbro, yeah, Hillbro. Sheesh, damn, shawty.
Oh, deals with the devil. Thank you.
Yeah, you got mad bars. You got mad bars. In fact, you got flows for days. You wavy with this shit. I was like, hey, am I in a yardie or something? What's going on?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it a lot.
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. So let's talk about you. Tell us about you. Who's A-Lista La Madrina? Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah, La Madrina. Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about her.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about who she is. Yo, what's up?
So, La Madrina, A-Lista, is a rapper, you know, female rapper. From 2198, you know, H-Town, Hillbro, the infamous Hillbro, the town that immigrants get to go to, CBD of Johannesburg, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm part of a movement in 298 Chronicles, you know, and we basically people from trying to document, like, series of events that take place in the town of Hillbro, and yeah, you know, basically our aim is just to, like, you know, display and portray, like, the positives as well as the negatives that people mostly, like, you know, the common misconception people have about Hillbro that is notorious, you know, can't walk around with your phone in your hand, you know. So as much as that is true, it's not all cap, but, like, there are clean kids from Hillbro, you know, and starting with 2198. Not starting with, but like another example of clean children from the hood, you know, people that actually do have a purpose in life and people who want to deviate from the norms of the society within that environment, you know. It's just to change the perception of people, you know, and just want to make it a nice place. That's all. You know?
That stigmata that everybody got, like, yo, Hillbro for crime, prostitution,
Yeah.
I see what you guys doing. I see what you want about. I see that. That's actually dope. So how is it coming together, the mission that you guys seem to have or the purpose that you say you guys kind of have?
Right now, it's coming along well, you know, because as much as we are trying to use, like, rhythm and poetry as our method of storytelling, we also want to venture into new genres, you know, like, basically, you know how South Africans would call it, or how musicians would call it, like, we are riding the wave, you know. But as much as we're riding the wave, we're like, within the wave, we're looking to create our own wave, you know. So it might sound complex for now, but I think we obviously, as an artist, you have to conform to the times, especially in South Africa, because South Africans want what they want, you know. Specific target will be winning all the time. Right now, I'm a piano, you know, and it can't be piano versus hip hop, like Bloods versus Crips, you know. You have to here, like, you just have to give people what they want, and in order to give them what you have, you need to give them what they want, you know.
Now, let's be straight though, do you think people want the Yenos?
All I strongly feel is that the Yenos will die out. I mean, hip-hop will be forever,
you know, a lot of genres pulled up. There was Gom, there was all of them pulled up, and still we standing like, yo.
Yeah, we've been standing, you know. But now the thing is with our market now, you have to stay strong, you have to stay consistent, you have to stay with sleeves up your trick. You have to stay with tricks up your sleeves, sorry, you know. So, like, with that being said and stuff, like, with the piano, like, it's easier for you to join the market.
Yeah,
like,
I hear you.
Other than hip-hop, you have to be outstanding. There has to be something that people love about you. You have to grab the attention. But with pianos, dog, it's like, I can do what Kabombela did if I did five times better, I'm in.
I can just write something and just, like, mumble it, repeat it, put it on a loop, and I'm done.
And I'm done, bro, you know, and already people are in love with it. Yeah, but now with hip-hop, you know, hip-hop, you have to stay promising.
You
gotta think. There's times where you go on writer's block. There's times where you just like,
exactly.
And 3 minutes.
Nah, you know this shit, dog. Am I allowed to swear? You know this
be
stuff,
you,
dude.
Shall it be you, yo.
But you know this stuff, dude. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the messed up part about it.
With that said, do you think that your talent or your skill, or I don't know how you see them or you put them in perspective or something, what would you say you got? Since now, you're talking about how the Yenos are now kind of like the in thing, and then you out here trying to make a wave on your own, you know, wave with the 298. What would you call what you guys got? Is it talent or is it skill or is it both?
Yo, you see now, that is a question that I like. Talent is something that you are born with, you know. Talent is something that is within you, and then a skill is something that you develop, right? A skill is something that you go to school for, something that you learn, something that you acquire. What I think, what I know, is that we are combining our talents with our skills. We are using the development of our skills to better our talent.
So what's your talent then?
Excuse me?
Personally, what's your talent personally?
My talent is being versatile. Like, if I'm a fast learner, you know. Versatility is creativity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you're a fast learner, if you're able to adapt to environments, then if you are able to get out your comfort zone, then you are talented.
Yes,
if you are able to like vibe with something new, something totally out of the box, something that you hear every day, but you never thought that you'd hop on, then you're talented. It's not like you can't call it riding the wave always, you know. Sometimes you just never know that you may also be good at this thing, and at that moment it's the most popular and it's not what you would normally go for. But until you try it out, then it's like, okay, well, I might have a space in this shit, you know. Then you're talented, because it means you can also do jazz. Hey, nigga, if I could go back to the 90s and produce a ballad album with Boluda Vendros and feature them, I would hop on that wave right now and bring it back. Bring the 90s back.
Straight up.
Bring our parents' music back now.
So you think you'd make something that will pop, like straight up vibes, like 90s vibes, pop straight up?
Yeah, you know, and
a rapper or musician?
Yeah, you know, I feel like it comes from a place of originality. I mean, if you're able to remain original, then you can be versatile. Then you can be creative. You can be spontaneous. You can be out the box. You know, this thing, it won't be new to you, you know. But yeah, I mean, right now in South Africa, you know, you just have to, there's a whole lot of confirmation going on. There's a whole lot of wave riding going on. So if you're not within the wave, if you're in your own lane, people might like it, but the masses. Yes, you have to do what appeals to the masses. And we are all part of the masses, because we all decide what music we like, right? That's we all make people who they are, Fadak, you know?
But then,
so,
can we be straight, though? Looking at South Africans and looking at where we are, we both know that most people here only, okay, I'm not going to say only, but most people, let me say from my own experience and the people that I've been around with, most people, they do F with the Yeno waves. But then when we look at them and when we talk to them, they subconsciously tell you something like, hey, man, we need something that's going to give us real hip-hop and straight up. Because, like, if you look at the hip-hop we got, I mean, let's talk about music in general. Music is African in general. Instruments come from Africa and everything. So if we're to say hip-hop is American or whatever, that's for me, it's kind of like capping, eh? So now, if we want to talk about music and rap and all that, it's poetry. It's what Africans have always had, you know. You got people that when they, in some cultures, when they're making on a girl and all that, they be pulling out clean names and all that and all that. And it's going to sound like some dope-ass poems and shit. So, looking at that, you think that the Yenos are like just a wave thingy, or is it like we know where we stand, like, majority people do vibe with hip hop, but it's just that they don't get what they want and they don't get things that relate to them.
Like,
if you look at most people, they only vibe with international music, because then the sound, the originality, and how you can relate to the next person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So with me saying that, I was trying to ask, do you think that the people are just vibing to the yenos, or it's because they're not getting what they're supposed to be getting from hip hop?
You are raising a very valid point. You know, you're even bringing a perspective that I've never thought of before. You know, that it all actually just might be kept, you know, it's just because the quality is better in America, or people, the promotion is better in America, doesn't mean it may have originated in America. Because as Africans, we've always had rhythm and poetry. It's not like we've had hip hop, but we've always had rhythm and poetry. Mm-hmm. Like your weddings, your hymns, your traditional hymns, your traditional songs.
I mean, like, you can play any beat and get an African on that. That's going to be a vibe for days.
It's going to be a vibe for days, dude. People from outside come this side to scout new talent, fresh talent, things that are from other countries. But to answer your question, right, mm-hmm. I honestly feel like, the piano on its own, it's a strong wave. It's a wave, but it's a strong one. It's a tide, you know, that... it's coming through. It's coming through with heat only. It's a wave, but it's coming through with heat. Low, but then if it comes through, it's gonna wipe out everything. So you need to. I don't know. I feel like you need to have your head screwed on tight. Do not deviate from your originality. And in this case, our originality is what rap. It's hip hop. Storytelling, it's rhythm via it's storytelling in a rhythmic way, in a poetic way, on beat, and you do it for the vibe. But now, right now, South Africans, dude, we're in South Africa, and more and more South Africans are starting to deviate from the hip hop scene itself, you know, which causes a huge impact, on the upcoming talents, you know, because South Africa, what do you want?
At the end of the day, don't you think that it's up to us or up to the upcoming to make a wave that will make everybody think like, yo, let's chill. We're seeing what's going on.
It is. You know? The hip-hop community is a strong one on its own. It's a strong one. It's a broad one. It's a big one. You know, it's an interactive one as well. So it's either you make it onto the scene or you don't. It's either there's something special about you or there isn't. So in order for you to figure that out, you need to, I don't know, try all you can. But now, the thing is with hip-hop is a very strong culture. There's a lot of people there's just as much people who are still with hip-hop as there are people in the piano scene vandaag. You know, there are new cats on the piano block every day. There are newer cats on hip-hop every day, you know? Yeah. So I think what we have to do is just stand our ground, let the people know that hip-hop is never going to die. Hip-hop is immortal till death. Even death will never do us apart with hip-hop, dog.
Yeah, straight up.
Yeah. And
you know what I like that you said? I like that the fact that you said hip-hop is a strong culture, you know? And then now, which I kind of have to think of something, you know? Looking at how you believe in hip-hop, the way from what you're saying right now and the way you're talking so confidently, and it's like, yo, you know your ground, you know. Do you think what you guys are pushing as 2198 is for you personally, is it a hustle or career, or is what you consider as a lifestyle and sending out a type of energy? I mean, like, look at you right now. I mean, I'm getting some energies and I'm like, yo, what is this? What's going on? What's up with her? Is it just something that she's doing because she's trying to pass time, or is it something she's generally doing because she knows what she's trying to do?
Yeah, so, well, thank you for saying that. I raised a good point. You know, basically, with us, it might have started out as like a hobby, as we might have started it out just to see where the road would take us. But now we've grown so strongly together, you know, and as individuals as well. But I'm saying in terms of our craft, in terms of our endurance with this thing, you know, in terms of our ability to compile music and to get feedback, you know, because I mean, we receive attention that we don't think we'd receive, you know. People are actually watching. And as much as we do this shit for the views, we do this shit for recognition, we never know that people are watching until they tell us that they are watching. So that's what urges us to go on every day, you know, do this shit the way
So is it for the love or it's for the people? Is it for the love or for the people?
Both, you know, we are like we're doing this because we love it, but at the same time, our aim is to like it's to shift the people's view, you know, on the specific that, you know, because everyone reps where they come from, everyone it proudly represents where they're from, you know, and we're from Hillbrow, like we always do this for the passion, and we are passionate about it as well, you know, because of the reviews that we're getting, because of the hope that it gives us, you know, because of how we feel at the end after having documented series of events that take place, you know, we just feel good afterwards, you know, and it's love for me, you know, personally. It's love, yeah, it's passion, it's excitement, it's adrenaline, you know, it's the urge. Yeah. To be able to express yourself on a song, to be able to get people to relate to what you're expressing, to be able to get people to repost, share, you know, it is the greatest feeling ever, you know. So that's why, I mean, those things are what contribute to why we are so passionate about this shit in the first place.
All right, cool. That's really G. So, like, I was reading your bio, né? And then there's a couple of things I read, like your mom supporting you and all that. Let's talk about that. What is it like? What does it feel like? Knowing that your mom is out there pushing you, also trying to encourage you in every way type of vibe.
Yeah, you know, well, it's blissful, dog. Like, you know, it's such an advantage because, you know, you get majority of the cats saying, I made it this far, but, you know, when I first started out, my mom was like, she was doubtful. She never thought I could do this. Or others would be like, my mom is against this. She's like, I can't be doing this. I need to go for law, things that I don't want. Now what's different with me is that my mom, like, she just wants the best for me, you know, but she's saying that I should make a good life for myself, but I should use what makes me happy, you know, and music makes me happy and she likes my music. So she just has faith in me, I guess. And also because, like, I also want to, I'm still in school, you know, I'm in, like, it's my first year at varsity, so I'm just trying to do this and push as much as I can
together.
Yeah, because the only thing I have to do, the only way I have to hold my end of the deal is to get that degree, you know, make my mom proud. And then she gave me her blessing that, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, you can do, but please just make me proud in the process. So
again, sorry, because, like, we kind of ran out of time, so I just want to get the other things that I was thinking should be said out there, you know, like being the only female in 2198 Chronicles, like being the queen, being the madame, being the shawty, being the one,
the first lady.
Talk about that, and having dropped your first track and all that, what did it feel like? Like, I mean, 2016, 2017, 2018, I mean, 2016 changed it, gave you a different path, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
And then 2017, I think you dropped your first track or something.
Yeah, 2017, it wasn't like my first track, but yeah, it was my first track independently. And yeah, it was just, yeah, basically it was my first track, you're right, because it was my first track independently, but it cut waves. When I dropped it, I was already with 2198, you know, I was already with 2198. When I dropped it, and then it made waves. So it did change my life in the perspective that people liked what I did, you know. Hence, you see that's me going back to. That's why it gives me the drive to do what I'm doing today,
shit, because track, people reacted positively. Like, I fucked with that track too, like, yo, shit.
Thank
I
you.
Fucked with that track, like, yo. I used to vibe to that shit, like, yo.
Hey, really?
Track, for days, you should ask the homies back in the hood, like, yo. I used to be like, yo, this track, you know, it was that thing where it's, I don't know if you felt that way, but it was like, not too serious, not too, you know, but it was like something vibey and you could just talk about it and also have a laugh about it at the same time you're vibing to the music. That's what I've liked about
literally,
it.
You 100% right. It was just a vibe. It was just something that I wanted people to vibe to, something that I wanted people to laugh about, you know, something to get, you know, people's minds off of.
Then there's this one that you just dropped. Then there's this one you just dropped in the album you're working on. What? What? looking at that track and looking at this one, I'm like, what the hell just happened? Where did what's she eating? In fact, what you feeding on? Give us that. We need some of that too.
Dude, just documentation from the hood and my thoughts and feelings. Yeah, and what really I would
cheap.
Like.
That's really cheap. That's really cheap. So, like, where do the Thank people you. Get you? Where do the people get your music, get to follow you, get to link up with you? If they try and work with you and all that type of vibe, where do the people hit you up at?
Yeah, so I have Instagram called LaMadrina2198. But if you want to find, you know, if you want to find me easily, you can just type 2198 Chronicles. And then on the page's bio, you're going to find our individual handles. And then I also released a tape titled Straight Out the Age. It is available on all digital streaming platforms. You can, on Apple Music, just type Straight Out the Age. Everywhere else, Straight Out the Age, Straight Out the Age. Even on YouTube, the playlist is there. And I've also dropped visuals. I also have visuals on our YouTube page. You also have Migos. Yeah, the whole gang dropped, you know, 2198. Just check out our content there, you know, check out what we've been about. And there's many more in the vault waiting to be unlocked, but it needs people's interaction, you know.
Yeah. We'll get to that, and I hope we want to talk some other time more. And, you know,
yes, I hope so too. I hope so too.
Don't sweat it. We're still out here, H-Town, still rapping everything. You know what we're doing. It. You know the movement we try and push and all that. You know what we're doing. You know, Ed and I support your guys' movement, and I hope you guys go far with everything that you're trying to do. You know what I mean?
And thank you so much. I hope so for you too. I hope for the best for you. I hope the thing goes far, and I hope you get bigger and better, you know, people. To represent this shit, even though, you know, thanks for starting here, you know.
Shout out, I'm really honored to be a part of the show. shout out. We'll talk.
okay. Bye. It was nice talking to you.
I enjoyed the session. I hope the people also enjoy. In fact, I know the people enjoy this. You know what it is. We'll talk.
Yeah.
And you said 2198 Chronicles, right? On all socials.
Yeah, 2198 Chronicles, First Lady. Signing out, Straight Out the Age. Bye.
Yes, sir. Bye.
Each year, hustle and flow. Stay in the flow. Don't mumble on the flow. Yes, sir.
And that right there is what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You heard that? A-Lista in the house. That's it. Give it to A-Lista. You know what I mean? Give it a. I don't even know what to say, but yo, bow down. A-Lista, you doing the most. Yo, you heard that jam, yo? Yeah, you wouldn't say that shit from the Who with a jam like that, man. That shit sound. Woof. Woo. That's some international vibes. I'm out here tripping hard. You know what I mean? H-Town, stand up. You know what I mean? Yeah, so that's that. And I really hope you guys vibe with this. I hope you enjoyed this, because I really enjoyed talking to her and hearing what she's about. And listening to that gave me a different perspective, because we got into a whole lot of things on the talk, you know what I mean? I expected this to be some sort of like back and forth communication where I'm like asking, but yo, this was a whole lot vibe. This was a vibe different. We had to even go off script, you know what I mean? We went off script, but then we got to a point where we were talking about things that really matter. And I hope you guys took whatever you can take from that. And understand what you can get or whatever. But if you do like what she's on about and you do funk with whatever she's vibing on, hey, do check it out on the socials. If you can't get on the socials, just slide to the 2198 Chronicles page. Get a social, get a her link, get the link to her socials on the page bio. There's direct handles of everyone in the gang. And yeah, do the most. You know what I mean? Cause we out here making waves, trying to make the waves wave. We've been wavy since waves was waves, you know what I mean? but we bought that life. We're making waves like the waves Moses did when he parted the sea and he closed it back, you know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, now that we out here, we on this part that I've been telling you about, and we're taking it to a next level right now, because right now what I'm about to tell you is the next level of this. We've been podcasting with y'all. And now let's get you all the visuals. Oh, did I just pop the beans? Did I just spill the beans? I think I just did. But anyway, I'ma just let it be as it is, cause you was meant to know anyway. So anywho, what I've been waiting and anticipating to tell y'all is that Hustle & Flow finally premiered its first episode on YouTube. Oh, what? Black Clip say what? Yeah, you heard me right. We finally got our episode out. Now y'all can slide onto YouTube quickly. Search for Hustle & Flow JHP and check out what we on about. You know what I mean? The first episode we got 015 Nick. Whoa, 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 whoa. 015 Nick in the house. 015 Nick is our is the first guest of our first episode. He is the CEO and rapper at 015 Click, straight out the hood. He's from 015, the Slim Popo, but he's out here in the hood. H-Town Hill, bro, making waves out here, you know what I mean? So jam to that shit. Jam to our episode. Listen to what we're on about and engage with him. You'll probably find something that you like that will make you change the face of looking at entertainment. You might want to take a little drift from the norms of entertainment. The people we're already vibing with, we know the homies. We know the homies, the people that's already blown. It's about the time we give the homies coming up a chance, you know what I mean? So go out there and try to do the most, you know what I mean? Check us out, check us out. And that's what I wanted to tell you. That's the special announcement that I had. I hope you guys like, hey, for me that's special, you know what I mean? We've been working at this like, yo, for a while now. We've been working at this for a while and we finally got the right, I wouldn't say the right things or the right way, but we finally got a hang of it and we're growing bit by bit. But you guys can help us grow, you know what I mean? Check us out. If you got any critic, we love critics because that's what helps us grow, you know what I mean? Collaborate with us, even if you're collaborating through criticism, give us that because that's what's going to make us grow. We need grow and we need change and we need a whole lot of that, you know what I mean? So let's make sense to each other to make that change, you know what I mean? I just had to do that right there. You get there. Anyway, you get there, but yeah. So like, yeah, check us out on YouTube. Slide real quickly on YouTube. Hustle & Flow JHP, subscribe, click on the bell, get notifications for whenever we're dropping, because we're about to drop a day. We're dropping a, okay, not a day, but we're dropping a week, you know what I mean? Every second week, we got an episode popping, so check us out. Yeah, but this the time, yeah, we come to the end of the show. We've got to the part, but yeah, hope you guys enjoy this episode and we lead with each other like that. I'm Audi from Me Black as a Lip Nemesis, aka Pope Lip Nemesis, aka Black Nemesis, riding on the Pegasus, Pacifist. I'm just trying to get a bet. Woo! I'm Audi. See you on the next episode. In fact, we'll engage on the next episode. I'm Audi, yes, sir.
This year, hustle and flow. Stay in the flow. Don't mumble on the flow.